rice bean, but that's snap bean, you can eat.
Same thing.
Well, the pole beans is somewhat different from the snap bean, from the bunch bean.
Yes, ma'am.
There's two kinds of beans. It's the pole bean and it's the bunch bean. The pole bean, they grow to get big old long beans.
Yes, ma'am.
And the snap bean, they be short. They are bunch beans, I mean, they be a shorter bean.
Yes, ma'am. And when you pick yourself a lot of beans, you have to sit down and...
snap them or shell them.
Yeah. Have you ever said if you wanted me to go to the store to get some lettuce, you tell me to go to the store and get...
a head of lettuce.
Or if you wanted me to get several, you'd say get...
Get a several head of lettuce. Yeah. Two or three, something like that.
Say if a man had two boys and three girls in his family, would you ever hear of him referring to how many children he had as, say, I've got so many head of children?
He'd say I had five children.
Have you ever heard a person say, call his children
kids?
Or head of children?
Kids.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk about having, 30 or 40 head of cattle. You ever heard a man say he has five head of children?
Oh, yeah, they say I got five head of children. That's old, you know, back in the old time they used to say that, but the people have got so now they don't use that expression.
That's kind of old-fashioned. What about, say if a man has, seven boys and seven girls in his family, you say, well, he just got a hold.
How big a problem?
If a man has seven boys and seven girls in his family, say, well, he's just got a whole...
host of children.
A what?
Host of children.
Right. Okay. You ever heard people use the word passel?
A passel children, yeah. A passel of this or a passel of that. But most times it's that man got a passel of children.
Right.
I'm talking about.
That just means he had a lot?
You know, I had a lot.
Okay. And you said that, what about these things that people smoke? You might smoke either.
Cigarette or pack.
Okay. Are these old thick brown things, you know? Kind of like a cigarette, but they smell strong.
Oh, cigars.
Yes, ma'am.
You just laid on the porch
out there. Oh, yeah.
Bringing you some water?
The good vine.
Oh, I see. What about if somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be...
Bothered,
okay. Or
worried.
All right. Ever heard people say, well, I just don't want to be obligated or
something like that? I just don't want that obligation.
What about if somebody asks you to do a favor and you are able to do it? You might say, well, sure, I
will.
Or I can't.
If I'm able to do it and will do it, I say I will. And then I say I can't.
Or you might say, sure, I can do that. I can do that.
Yeah.
Would you say it like that?
I can.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. What about if somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, but you've been working all day long and it's just too late? You might say, well, I got up to work before sun up, but I'm going to today.
Yes, ma'am.
You'd say,
I won't do that. I'm not able to do it.
Okay. Okay. Or say if there was a bad accident up the road, you went up there to see about it, you might tell somebody, well, there's no need to call a doctor because the victim was
dead.